Good morning, Mr. Yes, my apologies. I didn't have time to look at your resume fully yet. I know it's bad practice, but my secretary typically handles interviews since I'm too busy. But today is a big day. Well, my department is currently understaffed, and as the head of my department, I'll be meeting a lot of people. And between you and me, I'm just horrible at keeping track of names. Oh, speaking of names, I completely forgot to introduce myself. I'm Miss Scribe, and I'll be conducting your interview this morning. Pleased to meet you. So, let's get right into it, shall we? Why don't we start by you telling me a little bit about yourself? Oh, you do? That sounds interesting. Okay, well, that gives me a pretty good idea on what kind of person you are. And what would you say is your biggest strength? Yes, I could sense that from you. You look like someone who gives their 100%. And what about your weakness? It's okay to not find one immediately. How about we come back to this one later? Next, why do you believe you're a good fit for this company? Can you stop for just a moment? Listen, I'll be honest with you here. I can see that you're nervous, fidgeting in your seat, unsure what to do with your hands. It's completely normal to be stressed out while answering questions in an interview, but right now, it's not leaving the best impression. No, don't apologize. I didn't mean to put it that way. I want to help you relax. You seem like a nice guy, and I want you to have the best chances of passing this. So let me indulge you for a little bit. Is that all right? Good. Square up your shoulders like this. Place your palms face down on your lap. Great. And keep eye contact with me without holding it for too long. Come on, don't be shy. There we go. Now, why don't you tell me a little bit on what makes you nervous? Now I know that it's not just about this interview. Something is bugging you much more than a typical interview does. Is it something about me that makes you nervous? Come on, I won't judge you. Oh, a bit shy around women. It's okay, I understand. Really, I do. Not only does the stress of having your answers for each question scrutinized, but you've got to do it in front of a woman with authority. Between you and me, I think it's cute. Your eyes says it all. Surprise, huh? Really, I think it's cute that you're so shy, so vulnerable. Just waiting for someone to come by and tell you what to do. I could just eat you up. No, but seriously, keep this between you and me. HR would kill me if I made any type of comment in that fashion. Good. I knew I could trust you. I think you deserve to be complimented. I can sense that you're not being told such things often. So listen, why don't we skip all these questions and make our own? No, we can't really do that, but this interview is between you and me, and I want to try something a bit more different. These questions are so generic. Reading off a piece of paper is completely lacking in a personal touch. I want to get to know you as a person, not as a potential worker. Why don't we start off easy? What do you like to do in your free time? Video games, huh? Why don't you use that in an interview? Well, it helps showing your strengths. Don't outright say you play video games for hours, but instead say you have great eye coordination or that you're good with your hands. It's all in how you word things. Interviews are all about saying something the right way. It's not what you say, it's how you say it. For example, Do you remember when you couldn't find a weakness? Yeah, not giving an answer is not a good answer. It's fine to skip it and come back to it, but generally, you'll want to be ready for these questions. You always need to tell the person interviewing you something. In this case, I'd say that you're a shy person, but you're working on building your confidence. That lets the person interviewing you know that you're willing to make changes to better fit a work environment. I'm glad you understand. Interviews can be really stressful, but you can do it, okay? Just be yourself, your shy, cute self. I'm sorry, I shouldn't tease you like that, but seeing you squirm is just too adorable. Okay, I'll stop. Don't think about the person on the other side of the table as your boss. Think of them as a coworker or a friend. Keep it professional, but stay relaxed. Interviews shouldn't be mind games. When you look at the person in front of you as someone else than your future boss, it can really help you overcome your fears. Don't worry. I know that what I'm saying won't change you overnight. It's okay to work on it a little bit at a time. It's a lot to take in, but I believe in you. How about this? We'll call this interview a practice run to make you more comfortable. We'll ditch the typical interview format. Do you want to give it a shot? Great. Why don't we take a seat on my couch in the corner? Yes, I have a couch in my office. It helps me think when I lie down. Now come sit next to me. Come on, scoot on over. I won't bite. There we go. Now, why don't we begin the interview? Start by telling me your name. Not like that. I want you to say it like this. My name is. Good. Now repeat that, but address me as mistress. Perfect. You're such a fast learner. Now, how did that make you feel? It was nice to be told what to do, right? Did you enjoy having me guide you through it? What did I tell you? Address me properly. Good boy. You don't mind if I call you a good boy, do you? Great. Does my good boy like hearing his new name? I knew you would. So what would my good boy say is his biggest strength? Yes, you do look like you want to please your mistress, but I think that you need to prove it. Why don't you get on your knees? Shh, don't think about what my words imply just yet. Simply do it. Good boy. Here's the deal. You need this job, right? And my guess is that you're having trouble finding work that you actually see yourself doing and enjoying. There are so many horrible jobs out there, and I don't know if this job application was your first pick or not, but I want to propose something to you. A new job position, one which you're already good at, on your knees, listening to every word I'm saying. And just like your job hunting, I don't know if you're single or not, and the choice to make this relationship more than formal is up to you. The deal is that you will help me ease the tension from my long days of work. From where you're sitting and how wide I've moved my legs apart, you now can think what that implies. Oh, your innocence is euphoric. You're going to slide my panties off, and I want you to show me how well you can please me. Now, the look of stunned surprise plastered on your face makes it easy to assume that you're not completely believing what's happening right now and with how forward I'm being. I'll tell you this once and once only. You can stand back up and walk right out my door, no questions asked. I'll forget everything that has happened here, and if we run into each other in public, we'd be complete strangers. But if you do as I say and do a decent job at eating me out right now, I'll give you a job that most men in your shoes would kill for. I see you're not saying anything, but you're not standing up either. I'll take that as a yes, mistress. Is that your answer, pet? I just love it when you call me that. Now, my panties, slide them off me. Now don't be shy, pet. I want you to crawl forward between my thighs. I want you to look at my pussy. Do you like it? What do you like about it? Good boy. You're quickly understanding how to play a role. Well, I won't keep you waiting if you're so eager, but I don't want you to go for it just yet. I like it when my thighs are kissed. Why don't you plant a few kisses on them? You're so good at that. Keep going. Closer. That's it. Oh, come on, get closer. Kiss my pussy. Oh. Fuck. Stop the kissing. Just use your tongue. Oh. Spread my lips. I'm a very efficient person. So I'll tell you what I want from you. If you work for me, you'll arrive at my office at 7 a.m. sharp. Easy on my clit, it's sensitive. You'll have a large coffee in one hand, one sugar, two milk. I only take coffee from the shop on the corner of 46th and Grand Avenue. Along with my coffee, you'll have a bagel in a brown bag. Nothing fancy, as long as it's fresh and from that same shop. You'll wait for my secretary to unlock my office and then head in. You'll place my coffee and bagel on the right side of my desk and put my schedule on the left. You'll get that from my secretary. And, oh God, keep doing that. Good boy. Where was I? Right. When I come in, you'll greet me properly, on your knees, under my desk, a smile on your face, and the first words out of your mouth should be, "Good morning, mistress." Anything else, and I'll send you home for the day. I'll spread my legs to signal that you slide my panties off, which you'll have to keep for the rest of the day. Yes, just like you did earlier. I want them to stay clean as you slide them back on when clocking out. After removing my panties, you'll do as you're doing now, planting kisses along my thighs, getting me into the mood, and then diving in. Oh, God, you're doing such a good job at eating me out. Oh, I almost forgot. I don't want you to eat breakfast. I want your first meal of the day to be my pussy. I want you to eat my pussy like you're on the verge of starvation. Yes, just like that. Ah, And then, once I come, I want you to clean up if there's a mess and head to the cafeteria to grab yourself a quick bite. Careful with the teeth. I want you energized, not lazy from being full. You come back to my office and sit by that table in the corner. My secretary will give you a list, and it's going to be your job to arrange these meetings in priority. If you're done early, you'll wait until I call you. Faster. Oh my God, yes. Yes. Once I do call on you, you'll once again kneel under my desk and eat me out. I'm gonna come. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna come. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, good boy. Good boy. Oh, I'm coming. Oh, I'm fucking coming. Oh, please, oh, please, stop. Oh. is so sensitive. Oh, God. Wow. I didn't even get to finish telling you how your day will go. Good Lord, you're a natural. I struck gold with you. This is going to change everything. Like what? Well, see, I always had this fantasy in my head, and I wrote it off as such. I mean, watching it in porn or reading it on smut websites is one thing, but then you came along and... It tastes good. Here, take this tissue. You've got something on your chin. And your lips. Oh, and half your face. I'm just happy that I'm the one that did this interview and not my secretary. You're exactly what I'm looking for. Well, of course you are. You play video games, so you're good with your hands. You're shy, so you're naturally submissive. And we've learned that you're gifted with your tongue. You're perfect. I can see your heart. Your pants are practically a camping site now with how big a tent you're pitching. Do you want me to finish you off? My treat since you did so well, but don't get used to it. I only reward good boys who deserve to come. Understand? Good. Take your pants off. Oh, that's a very nice cock. I'm loving this interview more and more. Come closer. Oh, well, since I'm pumping your cock, why don't I tell you the rest of your day? After getting under my desk and making me come a second time, you grab any folders I give you and we'll head out for lunch. We always eat at a nearby restaurant, so it's going to be purely a professional outing. But once back at the office, you'll take off your pants, lie down on the couch, and let me ride your cock until I work up a sweat. Once I do, it's your job to tell me, your mistress, to begin my meditation. I'll then lie face down on the couch and close my eyes. You'll fuck me slowly as I do my daily thinking. You'll not disturb me and you won't stop. I don't care if you come within the first 2 minutes. If I'm thinking for an hour, you'll fuck me for that whole hour. No complaints. Oh, I can feel your cock growing even harder. You'd like to fuck me for that long, wouldn't you? Are you sure you'd like that? To fuck me every day? To go at it until your cock begs you to stop? Oh, but you can't. Not if your mistress doesn't tell you to. After I'm done with my meditation, you'll clean the couch and help me freshen up. I'll return to my desk to do more work, putting my ideas down. You'll help my secretary file documents until 4 p.m. rolls around, or until you've done all that she's asked of you. You'll come back into my office while you prepare my work bag, filling it with any folders that I have on the corner of my desk. You'll wait patiently until I turn off my computer and carry my work bag and anything else I want to my car. Once I'm ready to leave, you'll kiss me with some tongue and say, "Good evening, mistress," and be on your way. But if you're a really good boy and you help me ease all of my stress, there is a small possibility that I tell you to get in with me. We'll go back to my place while I cook for you. Over dinner, I'll ask how your day was and what you enjoyed the most. Was it eating me out under my desk or fucking me for as long as I wanted? You didn't have to answer, but I'm glad you did. After dinner, we'll clear the table, and I'll take you to the bedroom while you undress me while I do the same to you. Slowly, teasingly, you'll get me wet while I get you hard until you're practically begging me to fuck you, even if I did so earlier that day. I hope you beg, because I won't stop teasing until you do. And once you say to your mistress that you can't take it anymore, I'll fuck you. I'll ride you so hard you'll see stars. My pussy milking your cock for all it's worth. Load after load. We're stopping once I run out of stamina. But I need to tell you that I go to the gym 5 times a week. Yeah, you'll be a sweaty, sticky mess before I'm done with you. I hope your cardio can keep up. Your cock twist. Are you ready to give me your cum? To finally orgasm after all this? I bet you're going to shoot a big load. All this dirty talk is driving you crazy, right? That's it. Give in. Let your mistress take control. Let her decide what your life is about to become. All those pesky decisions just fly out the window. Once you come, you're mine. You belong to me, your mistress, and no one else. I'll be your goddess that you'll serve 24/7. I bet you like the idea. Your cock certainly does. That's it. Imagine serving me and enjoying it. My happiness, your only goal. No bills to pay, no social interactions to get anxious about, no worries at all. Your only objective in life would be to satisfy me. My good boy can do that. Do you want to be my good boy? Yes? Then come. Come for me. Come for your mistress. That's it. Come on. Come. Come. There we go. Good boy. You don't mind if I slowly keep stroking, do you? Aw, too weak to answer. You'll get used to this, don't worry. Hours after your first orgasm in my bed, we'll take a shower where I'll wash you. Care for you, even. I don't want my good boy to be ruined. I want him to be okay. To enjoy his new privileged life. To please a woman with authority. Who earns a very nice income and buys her pet anything he wishes. Most men would dream of this. And you would get to experience that. I want you to be happy. Because I finally have my own good boy. I'll dry you with a towel and take you to bed, where we'll sleep naked, together. I'll be the big spoon with your head between my breasts and my hand wrapped around your cock. My cock. And when we wake up, if it's a work day, I'll drive you to work, picking up my coffee and bagel, where you'll do the routine I just described, all over again. But if it's the weekend, I'll keep you until Monday to do as I please. So, can you start tomorrow?